Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims and understanding them, understanding how we approach them. If you remember, last program, we talked about some significant differences between Islam and Christianity. And I mentioned to you that Islam does not teach the triunity of God. That's one of the big differences. And we'll talk more about these differences in future programs. But just for right now, I want to make a point that even though the Bible clearly teaches the divine triunity of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, however, we need to remember that also most of the Jewish people reject the triunity of God. This is a fact which is presented in the Bible. And they reject Jesus entirely. The Jews who are not born again Christians. Of course, there are Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus, but most of them in Israel, all over the world, reject Jesus with a passion. Yet most Christians would say that the Jews worship the same God, but just have incomplete knowledge of Him. What I'm trying to say is, my opinion is, it is correct to say that Jews, Muslims, and the Christians are monotheists. They believe in one supreme being who created them and created heaven and earth. However, in significant ways, they do not have the same understanding and teaching about who God is. There is significant differences and disagreement between Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Christians, I mean believers and followers of Jesus Christ. However, Jews and Muslims and Christians agree on some facts about God. We should not try to ignore or deny that. We do have some common ground, such as there is only one supreme being who created heaven and earth and created human beings. We agree about that. We agree that all people are sinners. I found many evidence in the Quran and according to the statements of Muhammad that proves that all people are sinners. And we can share that with our Muslim friends. We agree that there is a judgment day and people will spend eternity in hell or in heaven. We agree that God will judge all people according to their faith and, of course, according to their works. Also, we believe in doing good works, like helping the poor, and do all of us should be against abortion and homosexualities and drug abuse. Just to show you some of the common ground, I have to share with you this terrific experience that I had last weekend. I was invited to speak at Calvary Chapel, Orlando, Florida. I spoke there about 8-9 years ago, and they invited me to come back because I revised my book, and of course, I have been growing spiritually in the past 8-9 years, you know, and in knowledge. And they told me, Sammy, why don't you come back? Before I arrived, I felt a strong urge to go directly to a mosque before I go to rest with my host family. So I text my host family, the man, Jesse, who was picking me up, and I told him I want to go to a mosque now, before we go to your house. After we met, he asked me, aren't you hungry? I immediately replied, I'm starving. I am ready for dinner. And he said, good, my wife cooked a good dinner for you. I told him, however, I have a strong desire before we eat to go to a mosque. I will eat better. I will enjoy eating more if you take me to a mosque first. And he said, I always wanted to go to a mosque. And I told him I have some books I wanted to give them to some Muslims. So Jesse was an awesome believer, and he loved the Muslims. And he said, sure, let's start looking for a mosque. I told him, let's pray. So we prayed for guidance, and God will use us. We drove, and we found a mosque that was close. Then we drove more, and we found two Muslims walking. I asked Jesse to stop. He said, sure. So we stopped. I greeted them, salam alaikum, which means peace be upon you. Then they greeted me back with a smile. I asked them, where can we find the mosque? I want to meet some Muslims. I love Muslims. And they gave us direction to the biggest mosque in the area, perhaps in Orlando. And I told them, I wrote a book to help Muslims enjoy God's love and know that they are going to heaven. If you like reading, I will be glad to sign my book to you. Immediately they smile, and the lady said, sure, I would read it. So I signed it, and I gave it to her. And we drove to the mosque. We entered the mosque, greeted by the guy that take care of maintenance. And, salam alaikum, we developed a good relationship with him. And they said, why don't you wait for the imam? And many Muslims started coming. I developed a good relationship quickly with them. And they told us, yes, you can wait for the imam. And I started giving my book to some Muslims who like reading. I always ask, do you like to read? They were happy to receive copies of the book. They invited us to stay, and they told us there is a big event happening tonight, helping Syrian refugee, followed by dinner. Why don't you stay with us the whole night? After we pray, the event will start. I asked Jesse, please let us stay, and he called his wife. He told her, most likely you are not going to make it to dinner. You can eat. After they prayed, while they were praying, I was praying that God will use us. In a big way, I realized that it's a divine appointment. I asked Jesse to pray for me that God will give me a chance to be used in a powerful way. And then we entered a large room after the prayer, full of young people, about 150 young people, men and women. And I immediately texted my wife, Hala. I told her, pray that God will give me a chance to speak. To make a long story short, they gave me a chance to speak. I shared the gospel in a clear way. Let me continue what happened next program. Because before we end, I really want you to join me in prayer. My Muslim friend, God wants you to know, if you put your faith in him, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved right now. All you need to do is repent. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus, that he came to manifest your love, and he came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Jesus, you are my Savior. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer, God. I believe in your love. I want to receive your love. I receive Jesus. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church, who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.